Dr. Duff, good morning. Appreciate the time today.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Of course. For our listeners who may not be familiar, can you tell us a little bit more about the Tackle the Tar and the history of the event?
Sure. Tackle the Tar, we've been doing this for about 10 years now. It came out of the Rotary Club here in Rocky Mount, and it was designed specifically to raise funds for scholarships. All of the money raised goes directly to scholarships at the three institutions here, North Carolina Wesleyan University and the two community colleges. And it was meant to bring families together, have a little competitive race, and it's just grown into a huge kind of what I like to call a Ninja Warrior / boot camp style race with obstacles. But it's also, there's fun options. People, you know, with kids, they some obstacles you can walk around them. You don't have to compete in every one of them. So we kind of make it fun and age-friendly for everybody.
How much growth have you seen in this race over the last decade?
Substantial. We have people not just from our local areas, but from out of state that are coming in. The consistency, knowing that we do it every year and it's grown each year. And we've gone from raising about $30,000 a year for scholarships up to about $100,000 a year for scholarships. And again, every dime collected goes straight back to students at our university.
Is that one of the things that you think attracts people to want to either volunteer or be part of the Tackle the Tar, because they know they're supporting such a good cause and promoting higher education?
I think that's part of it. I think, you know, probably the bigger part of it, knowing that it goes right back into our mm-hmm. community. But those that are from outside of the community, I think sometimes it's really about the competitive, you know, wanting to be the first, wanting to you know, people join these 5K runs and travel to do these things because that's what excites them in their life, and they're just a competitive person. So I think obviously a piece of it is knowing that they can say they tackled the tar in this event.
All right, so this is a two-day event. I'm curious for you, Dr. Duff, do you have a favorite part of the event?
Well, for the Friday night really gets kind of the community involved. It's fun, it's games. You know, people bring their kids out, and it's kind of like a block party. So I think that's always great to build that community and help people to come together for what the cause is, you know, why we're doing it. But then Saturday, of course, is all hands on deck. I personally think the Friday is great just because community is such an important piece to this. However, you know, I know a lot of people drive on that adrenaline, and they're ready for that race the next day. So I'm usually volunteering on race day, making sure everything runs smoothly. Our university, we have runners there from staff to students, faculty. And so each year they try to push me to compete, but I think I'm much better of a volunteer.
Is it too late for folks to sign up to either volunteer or participate in the event this year?
Absolutely not. So it's May 17th. We will take runners. You know, up until the last minute, you can easily register online. Two easy ways to find it. You can just Google Tackle the Tar, or it's tackletheTar.com. There are ways to register right there so that we make it super easy for everyone. And we're more than happy to take more runners and volunteers to support the great cause.
Obviously, you are the president of North Carolina Wesleyan. So I'm curious what you want folks to know about North Carolina Wesleyan.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a Methodist-affiliated, nonprofit, private higher ed institution, four-year university right here in Nash County. We offer undergraduate and graduate programs, both for traditional students who come right out of high school or transfer from the community college, as well as working adults who are busy and can complete their studies online. And we also have a really thriving international population of students. So it's a great hometown, what we like to say, a hometown campus where students really feel like they belong, and we help them to have a personal, practical, and purpose-driven education.
Remind us one more time of how folks can get involved and find the information for Tackle the Tar.
Yeah, absolutely. So super easy. You can just Google it, Tackle the Tar, or tacklethetar.com. And the page is super easy, and it gives you the information up front. You don't really have to look it's right there, super easy to sign up.
Dr. Evan Duff, the president of North Carolina Wesleyan, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning and look forward to visiting again sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Appreciate
Thanks so much.
It.
Have a good day.